Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death by Coffee by Alex Erickson, narrated by Melissa Moran. 1. One caramel latte, I said, setting the drink on the counter. I smiled brightly at the older woman who'd ordered it. She glanced at the cup, gave me a solid glare, and then snatched it off the counter with a grunt. She carried the cup to the corner table by the window, sat down, and sniffed her coffee like she fully expected it to smell awful. I watched her show with my smile somehow still in place. When she'd ordered the drink, the woman had acted like she was being forced into it, which was stupid. Who would force someone to drink coffee? She shot me a withering glare from her seat, as if she could hear the thoughts passing through my head, and then took a tentative sip out of the cup. Her eyebrows rose in surprise before she scowled at her cup and took another longer sip. The more she drank, the angrier she looked. All righty then, I said, turning away. When my best friend, Vicky Patterson, had called me up out of the blue and asked if I wanted to move to Pine Hills and start up a combination bookstore and coffee shop, I'd been ecstatic. I'd been working at a retail job I hated, selling clothes to women as big around as my leg. Her call was my way out. We loved books. We loved coffee. What could possibly go wrong? Vicky had moved to Pine Hills a few months before her call. We'd grown up in California together, where celebrities walked the sidewalk, where you couldn't take two steps without tripping over someone's runt of a dog. So her move to a small town in the Midwest caught me completely by surprise. We'd spent nearly every second of our lives together before she left.